This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Bryn's the one who has it on that one. Bryn's
done
really good.
Funny. Like, it couldn't be more off.
By the way, did you two practice?
No.
All right, are we going to get an encore presentation?
No, we're not.
Today?
I really think sometimes things should be one and done. And we've always got the audio. God, that felt good.
415, listener for 20 years. It's my 33rd birthday. Grew up in Marin, but now live in NYC. Listen to on TuneIn. Can I get some shots? Love, Julia.
Okay, what? You guys one little shot?
Shot.
New York City!
I don't mean to nitpick you here, Sarah, because I actually agree with the statement, but I don't know when you ever thought anything should be one and done. That's never been your stance.
Not
your
in her
stance
lingo,
is always
huh?
like, more. It's ruined. Keep doing
play
it.
Play until stale.
I don't think we'll ever recapture the magic. Like, I was laughing so hard while I was trying to play that and you guys were singing it. I was like, this is my favorite moment. Like,
no, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. But that's not normally your stance.
It's true. Sometimes I feel like we can make that better.
Right.
But that was,
that'd be no fun.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Amazon has a job that fits your life. Thanks for bringing us the montage, Amazon. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Okay. You know how, like, all the planets align and we're having a big solar eclipse and stuff? This is, like, my a personal, and I believe I will not be alone in this. This is, like, a personal aligning of the stars when Game of Thrones and Hamilton come together.
It's so funny.
It's just so funny because I'm watching this video this morning of the Late Late Show with James Corden, and I realized, like, my face almost hurt. I was smiling so hard. Jamie Lannister was on there. Well, the actor Nicholas Coster Waldo.
Is it Nikolai?
I think. Yeah. Whatever his name is.
Jamie.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda are both sitting on the couch with James Corden. Did you grab any audio off this?
Yeah, you know what? It's about a minute long. I could just roll the audio
and roll the video
for you.
All right. So at the end of the interview, I guess that Jamie Lannister takes Lin-Manuel up onto his back. It's like a whole, you know, Game of Thrones, Hamilton, totem pole. It's
you just
so good.
Can't do it, right? He's never going to be famous because his name's not Jamie Lannister. It's Nikolai what?
Coster Waldo.
He blew it. He should change his name to Jamie Lannister.
He should change his name to Jamie Lannister. It'd be great. So there's just, he's way up on his shoulders. That's a full on, that's no piggyback. That's a full shoulder ride. So I loved that. And I guess that went out on social media and the bromance has begun. They went back and forth. So somebody had said something like, a random Twitter person said, I had a weird dream that Lin-Manuel was on Game of Thrones, woke up and saw this picture of, he was in fact on Game of Thrones. Lin-Manuel wrote, I dreamed Jamie was my Hodor. Dreams come true. And then Jamie Lannister wrote, the things I do for laughs, which is a, you know, things I do for love, as he shoved
right.
Bran out the window. And then it looks like Lin-Manuel said, I got you, my man. And I got the next round of table tennis, too. So they have a date.
Good for them.
They're going to be pals.
You and I did that for our, what was that dumb trend that was going for a minute there?
Planking?
No, the video froze.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I loved that trend. What was that? It was like a freeze frame.
Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
The mannequin challenge?
Yeah, the mannequin challenge. I love the mannequin challenge.
Yeah, you had me on your shoulders.
That was pretty, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys, but then you guys moved.
Because I couldn't hold him anymore.
I don't know what happened.
I was like, I'm going to drop you. This is bad.
Turn around. I was like, you're not facing the camera.
I can't move a muscle or you are going down.
I think everything was perfect about that video except for the fact that you guys moved at the very end.
Oh. As usual, we were well. I ruined it because I stepped. Mm. You know. Amy Schumer also loves Judge Judy.
Yeah,
Amy Schumer. Okay,
I know that Yuzi's a big. You like judges in general?
Yes,
you watch. A
I
few
do.
Of those.
I actually watch.
Is she your favorite?
Judge Judy? No, Judge Milianis.
Oh,
the People's Court. But Judge Judy, I watched her for the first time in a long time the other day. And just as bitchy as ever.
Yeah, you liked it. She's very no-nonsense.
Yeah.
Which is what you want on those shows.
Sure.
You know? Someone needs to be direct with these people. So Amy loves Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess her sister's a fan, too. And nobody's talking about her sister. But Amy, there's her big face right there in the courtroom. I guess she was on. She just was one of the people who was sitting there watching the show from the courtroom benches. And so she got caught in a couple of pictures.
Yeah.
I guess she was, I think she's behind. Is the plaintiff the one on the left or on the right?
The plaintiff is, well, facing the judge, the plaintiff is on the right.
So if I'm facing the judge, the plaintiff is on the right. Okay,
yes.
Got it. So she's behind the plaintiff.
There
yes.
she is.
Yeah. There she's just sitting there. I think
right
that's
over
her,
that dude's shoulder.
I guess, yeah. Is that her sister next to her?
No.
Her sister is, there's also someone behind her who's like, her face is gorgeous. Like, she's in a few of the shots. I'm like, oh my God, it looks like a blonde Angelina Jolie or something. But I wonder if famous people sit in that audience a lot and if they're sitting
well,
off on
Jim
the
side. Harbaugh famously went
oh
and
did he go and
show,
go and
yeah.
check
oh,
it
really?
Out
yeah you don't remember that
no
uh-uh.
No he made the news as a big fan and wanted to watch it
oh,
was it specifically Judge
familiar.
Judy
yeah I was Judge
yeah.
Judy
funny
yeah.
She had posted videos from her day on the set Dream Day with @Birdman1157 and #JudgeJudy. Thank you for having me and my sister. I'm not sure where.
Oh, that maybe that is her sister.
Well, that's why I'm saying it might be.
They don't look alike, but
they don't. That's... Her sister's been on her show a few times, but I can never recognize. Like, she looks different in every picture to me. I don't recognize her from that. Anyway, the social media world started freaking out about seeing her in the audience. Hell yeah, you know I was in the audience on #JudgeJudy. My sister and I sat on the cases for the day because we love her. And then look at this chick behind her, though. I mean, I feel like she's... I wonder if people sit in this audience just so that they will be seen on TV.
Possibly.
Like, the chick is gorgeous, the one behind her. If you see any of these, she's over Amy's right shoulder, like between the plaintiff and the...
Amy looks scary in this picture.
I know.
What is her deal?
See, there's no, you know, it's just not a good picture.
That's a little too much. What's going on there?
She's really intently paying attention to what's being said. I'm
okay.
not sure. She looks a little axe murdery.
Yeah, that's
she?
What I was thinking. Is
yeah.
That's not I'm paying attention. That's I want to kill somebody.
She looks a little happier in that one. I was busy looking at the hot chick behind her.
I mean, this is your idea of fun? Look at her.
Yeah. It looks like someone's got her glued to the chair and she's trying to slowly peel it off without pulling
She looks like the people with toddlers at Disneyland. Oh, my God. Why did we do this to ourselves? It's so hard.
We did this. We did this. This was us. All right, ready? Here's a speed round. Just one question. Taylor or Katie?
Taylor. Hands
yeah,
down.
Everybody says
Come
Taylor,
on.
Right? Pink was asked the same thing, and she said Taylor, too. She said, Taylor, is that okay? She said, you can't win no matter what you say anyway. Everybody wakes up offended. Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, of course, in their rumored years-long feud over dancers and boyfriends and whatever else. So, but Pink has come down on Team Taylor. It's good to know she's on our side.
Well, I just found the recent push for Katie's album, all that press she was doing, she seemed to be contradicting herself quite a bit. And there was a point where she was really laying it at Taylor. And
right.
I just thought,
like, I'm just trying to be friends.
You're a super successful superstar.
Right.
Like,
Never talk about this again.
Calm down. Right. What is your deal? Dancers, that thing just drives me crazy. There's dancers everywhere.
Just get some more dancers.
Hire some other dancers. Jeez.
Oh.
She started it.
Time for her to finish up.
Uh-huh. God bless your heart.
Bless her little heart. I say hallelujah.
Oh.
You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When you fell down, he'd be there holding you up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, you say hallelujah, you're home.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's a nice transition into a couple bad stories.
Oh, boy.
Oakland Raiders cornerback Sean Smith.
Yeah,
I saw something about this. Is this the one down in L.A.?
I don't see where this happened.
What do you got?
He signed a $40 million contract last year and was arrested Thursday and charged with felony assault. I guess that on the 4th of July, it happened in Pasadena, Vin, so
there
down
you go.
South.
That's the guy.
Officials say Smith attacked his sister's boyfriend on the 4th of July, beat and stomped on his head.
Why?
He was mad
he protecting
at him?
Her?
I don't know, man.
Well, it's his sister, so you assume he's protecting her, but
you never know
why people fight.
Charged with felony assault by means of force likely to produce great bodily injury and battery with serious bodily injury. If he's convicted, he could get 7 years in state prison. They're saying it's not his first brush with the law. He got a DUI stemming from a 2014 car crash. He smashed that into a light pole. His lawyer, of course, is saying he's innocent. He vows to fight the charges. The Raiders have had no comment so far. So that's not good. And then I've got, this is terrible. This is a guy, he's an actor named Jeremy Lindholm. Mm. He recently appeared on an episode of Twin Peaks, The Return, one of those remakes. It doesn't seem like he's a regular necessarily on that cast. I mean, I've never seen him or heard his name.
He looks like Booger.
Yeah, that's exactly who he looks
Booger.
Like.
Booger.
He is now accused of beating his girlfriend and trying to kill her.
Jeez.
He's facing an attempted murder charge.
What's his girlfriend's name?
Her name is not in here. Looks like this happened in Spokane, Washington. The police responded to a call from a local business about a man assaulting a woman with a bat. And when officers arrived, he was trying to flee with the bat still in his hand. The sources are saying he surrendered in the alley and was taken into custody. Witness statements and surveillance footage, it looks like the cops are saying her life was in danger. This was attempted murder. The attack was, they called it an extremely violent assault. Mm-hmm. The video shows him striking his girlfriend on the head and body with the bat over a dozen times and also choking her.
Oh, my God.
And she didn't die?
And she went to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. So she's incredibly lucky. Because one hit from a bat can be the end of that.
Yeah.
He allegedly said he wanted to kill her also. The multiple charges, along with attempted second-degree murder, include second-degree assault, and he's being held at the county jail on a $100,000 bond. The girlfriend went to the hospital and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries, so it looks like she's going to be okay. Here's a picture of the guy.
Do you have the reason why he beat her up?
No.
So I'm reading page 6.
Yeah.
And apparently she wouldn't give him Kool-Aid. It's with the police.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, the drink.
She wouldn't give any Kool-Aid, and he...
Mm-hmm.
What is he, like a Kool-Aid junkie? Is she trying to get him off the smack?
Yeah.
Like, why is Kool-Aid... There's got to be more to that.
I don't recognize this
dude
at
all. So Lindholm told police he was upset because his girlfriend did not go to a store and give him some Kool-Aid before she went to work.
Wow. That's a dude with a hair trigger, I guess.
He's thirsty.
I mean, is Kool-Aid... Kool-Aid's not even good.
No, it's sugar.
Maybe it's code for something.
Maybe.
Kool-Aid.
Maybe she'll say, no, he wanted whiskey and he's a drunk and I'm not going to get that for him.
Right.
That sounds way more likely than Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. I've never heard of anyone addicted to Kool-Aid. Like, to the point where they take a bat to their girlfriend. Anyway.
I just have heard so many stories about drunks where they're like... I know someone who was saying to his person, while you're out, get me some more whatever.
Code name for.
And then she, of course, didn't because he's a drunk and needs to sober up. And he was like, waited there an hour and realized she wasn't coming back. He's like, it took an hour before I realized no one's bringing me any alcohol. I'm laughing because it's just pathetic and I'm one of them. But that sounds more likely that for him to react that way.
Right. He didn't want to scream, I was, you know, jonesing for my whiskey. He decided to make it Kool-Aid instead.
I mean, Kool-Aid?
I know. Cool. You give that up as soon as you hit, I don't know, 12 years old. You're like, I feel like I'm over Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton. She did an interview, it sounds like a while ago, that just appeared in the latest issue of Marie Claire magazine. And she's apologizing for some of the comments that she made. In the article, she said she wasn't bothered by President Trump's grab him by the you-know-what comment because I've heard guys say the craziest things ever because I'm always around guys and I listen to them speak. She also said she didn't believe the women accusing Trump of sexual assault, saying she thinks they're just trying to get attention and fame. So the internet went dog nuts on her. Mm-hmm. And so she's issued a statement saying, I want to apologize for my comments from an interview I did last year. They were part of a much larger story, and I'm regretful that they were not delivered in the way I had intended. I always believe in helping women have their voices heard and helping create an environment where women feel empowered and believe in themselves. So maybe that'll go away, and who knows, maybe it'll turn into a giant story, but... That's
a giant story about Paris.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's like, oh man, I'm in the news again. This is wonderful. I'll issue an apology and I'll make it like seem half-hearted and then people can continue to talk about me on social media. That's what I want. So the Hitman's Bodyguard, you guys panned that yesterday.
Yeah, it's down to 35% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's Logan Lucky at so on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's the, yeah,
we, you guys didn't yeah, wind up gets, seeing that.
Yeah, because it was screening at an odd time. It's at like 97%.
Oh my God. Wow. People
Whoa,
love that movie.
Oh, that's great news.
That's funny. I've seen the couple clips I've seen. I went, oh, that actually looks interesting.
Well, it's got
Weird.
That kid, Adam Driver, who's actually pretty good.
Yeah. I very much enjoy him. He's the breakout star from Girls, if there is one.
Yes. It's at 93%.
Although I do have to say, Allison Williams, is that her name? She's great in Get Out.
Right.
She's great in that movie.
So Logan Lucky is an all-star studded cast. Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, Riley Coe, Seth...
Keo, that's Keo, Elvis's granddaughter.
Seth MacFarlane, Katie Holmes, and Catherine Waterston.
Did you say James Bond?
I didn't say Daniel Craig
is in it, too. It is star-studded. It's amazing. Channing Tatum and Adam Driver play two brothers who bust Daniel Craig out of prison after they lose their jobs and decide to get even by robbing the racetrack where they were doing construction. Logan Lucky. Anyway, we didn't talk about that, and I just wondered how that was faring on Rotten Tomatoes, and apparently everyone loves it. The movie, oh, Jesus. I'll just say this really quickly because I'm out of time.
Go ahead.
The movie It. It is based on a Stephen King book. It was a miniseries years ago, but they've got it. I don't know how long it is, but they've crushed it down to movie length, and it is tracking to break the record for September releases. I guess if it crosses $50 million, it will beat the record
for pre-sale.
No, for an opening week. I guess September is a dead month.
Oh.
I didn't realize that, but I guess the record for September opening is Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh, that was terrible.
That's a cartoon
else
one,
see
right?
That besides me?
No. Okay.
But how do they track it if it's not pre-sale tickets? How do they know?
They base it on, I guess it's how they make any of their estimates. They base it on interest and the studio makes some kind of estimate. I guess they're saying it's likely to debut between $40 and $45 million, but they say there's enough interest in it, even though it's an R-rated movie, that it could break the $50 million mark. Hotel Transylvania 2 holds the September record with $48 million. So it wouldn't... I mean, that's... I hate to say it, but, as far as big movies go, like a $50 million opening doesn't seem... Maybe I'm just used to these giant numbers flying at us, but...
I'm rereading it now, and it is, I feel like I never read it. I know I did, but I don't remember any of it.
Well, that's great. And then now you can enjoy it again.
It's a lot.
So Pennywise the Clown is the star of It-ish. And he is It. And that's going to open, do I see the date here? September 8th. And it looks like it could clear $50 million. So we'll see if it breaks that record or not. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Park bathroom has to be shut down. Two ladies fight at a funeral.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I like stories
that.
Like
free
that.
Free tattoos and an email for you guys as well after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. Last week, the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, with the leadership of Uzette, decided to enter a contest, soarwithreading.com. When we entered, we were in last place with 3%. Because of the Alice Army, because of our faithful listeners, San Francisco is now in first place. And not first place by a little, first place by a lot.
Oh, my God. What have we got?
In third is New York with 25%, Boston with 29%, and San Francisco with 38%.
Oh, keep it up. So this contest will win 100,000 books for kids in the Bay Area. They're actually going to be in these vending machines that, you know, your mom will take you to, little kid, and open it up, and you get to pick out a book and walk away with it. That's it, 100,000 books. Why wouldn't we go for this? The voting... Apparently, you can vote as many times as you want to, so there's no limit there. And you just go to soarwithreading.com.
Correct.
Takes you right to the contest page.
And you click on San Francisco, and then you click on another button that says, I'm not a robot. And then you click on vote, and you can do that as many times as you want. You can vote all day long.
Just keep it there, refresh the screen every now and then, and throw a vote. Because we have until, I think, did you say it was the 31st of this month?
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of time to go in this contest. Let's widen that lead as much as we can and win those 100,000 books. And actually, we should mention that JetBlue is behind this. It's just sort of there.
Sure.
They've put this out there. Looks like this is not the first year they've done this.
It's the second,
pick a few cities and let them battle it out. So let's win this thing. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin. Yeah.
So I wanted to do a couple things here. We got a text from someone. You did a story about an actor who's now in trouble for beating up his girlfriend, like hitting her with a bat over what is reported to be Kool-Aid. And we were both trying to figure out how the heck.
How do you get from Kool-Aid to a bat?
So, you know what? We're not abusers.
That's true. We're not.
So that's why it didn't occur to us. 408 says, it's not about the Kool-Aid, it's about control. She did not follow directions, and that's why he was beating her up.
Oh.
This is what abuse looks like.
Mm.
And as soon as I read that text, so I just told you, I'm rereading it from the book, Stephen King book, from, I don't know, 30-something years ago. I don't even remember it, but there is a scene in the book about this husband-wife abuse. And I don't know how Stephen King was able to get in this guy's head. I don't know if he went and interviewed abusers. But just reading this telling of an abuser, that's it.
Right.
That's what that is. This guy's talking in the book about how you will do what I say and whatever it is. In this case, he's told her, do not smoke around me. I will tell you when you can smoke. It's like this whole weird, as I was reading it, I'm thinking, this is bumming me out. This is super bumming me out. And he should feel bad about the way he's behaving. And he's not. He's creating, and he even knows it. In the story, he's even laying out that this is setting a precedent of how I will control you. And he even says, yep, you buckled. Now I know. And I'm just reading it, like, shivering, like, ah. I hate this. So that's
God, I don't remember anything about
it. I know. You got to reread it because it's really.
Because it has been 30 years.
There's so much going on there. But as soon as this person texted that, I went, oh, yeah, there is. I just read that abuse scene.
It's got nothing to do with Kool-Aid.
Right. Or alcohol. It's
or anything.
Code for any. Well, it's a him.
Right. It didn't matter what the transgression was.
Right. Here's an email. Hi, morning crew. I just received this voicemail from a fake IRS letting me know that they were going to file a lawsuit against me. I'm so glad that I've been listening to you guys talk about this on the radio. It's such a scam.
Did you panic like Bryn did?
No, because she heard us talking about it, so she didn't have to panic.
Love you all.
I'm glad we did talk about it. If I got that call, I would totally freak out.
Aaron, I got an email last night from American Express, which is the card I carry.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, shame.
And it said, dear, and then it had my email address. But everything else was legit, and it was my email address.
Wow.
And it said, something's been some random purchases have been made on your, or attempted on your account from, and it said, Mozilla operating system, or whatever that is, Jakarta, someplace in India.
Mm.
Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, click on this button to sign in and confirm that you didn't make these purchases. So I'm all, this, it looks so legit. So I called them and they went, nope, that's phishing. Mm-hmm. You're being phished.
Don't click any
Send
links
that to
in
us.
Any emails.
Oh.
Forward that to us and then delete it. And I just went, wow, they're so legit. They had the logo, the whole thing looked legit. Only thing they didn't have was my name.
Right.
It had my email there instead.
You know, and if they had your name, you know, still, like a legit company is going to call you or send you a text and you'll call tell you to call the number on the back of your card that, you know, that
but
way
you
know
get a
that,
lot of alerts now on email telling you your purchase was made or telling you that's.
Don't trust anything, I guess, is what it comes down to. Yeah. You call the number that's on the card. Don't trust anyone. Where's Rachel?
A park bathroom in England,
my people,
was just shut down because too many reports of kinky sex acts happening inside with vegetables.
What?
Specifically,
cucumbers.
People kept finding women's underwear and carrots.
Carrots
in the bathroom and reported them to the police.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh? Hmm? Well, you tell me. You've never done that?
Skinny and pointy. That doesn't look appealing at all.
It's too skinny.
Warning.
Carrots can be big.
They can be.
Big
but,
enough.
You know.
There a vegetable of choice then? What are you saying? You have a vegetable you know of that works better than the carrot? What would you suggest?
What do you think, Finn?
I can't really say. I don't know.
Yeah, there is no vegetable. There's no vegetable that would be appropriate for that.
A butternut squash?
Those are humongous.
I hear a lot about eggplants. Is the eggplant what you
go with? No, it's not the eggplant.
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
What would you use, then?
Yeah, what would you use, then?
Apples?
No.
I'm out of mango. I'll just take a mango, okay?
How about you guys just answer the question for once?
We don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer?
If only we did.
Do you feel it's too incriminating to suggest to people what might be better than carrots as you told them they shouldn't try carrots?
Do you feel it would be too incriminating?
Not at all. I feel like, you know.
Why don't you answer the question?
I don't know the answer.
Mm, we don't either.
Okay. The local council has just decided to close the bathrooms instead of having to put police there 24/7.
Yeah, well, people will find other places to have their carrot fun.
Carrot bandits away.
You like that, Homer?
I want to hear about the funeral fight.
Hold your horses.
All right.
God. A Monday afternoon in Dayton, Ohio. At a funeral for a man whose name hasn't.
Well, we were discussing it over the commercials. Like, oh, it's got to be blah, blah, blah.
I'll tell you something. There's nothing more fun than a funeral fight. You know, you think you're going to go, you're like bummed out that you have to go to a funeral. It sucks. Every, you know, someone you love has passed away. You're going to go pay your respects. And all of a sudden there's some excitement. Come on.
On Monday afternoon in Dayton, Ohio, at a funeral for a man whose name hasn't been released, while the viewing was going on, a woman showed up and said, "I'm his girlfriend." As you can imagine, that didn't sit well with his wife, who was there grieving her husband.
That is so, that's classic. That's the classic one right there.
They started arguing, and then they started fist fighting.
Awesome.
Two guys tried to break them up, but couldn't.
Oh.
So finally, someone pulled out pepper spray and let them both have it.
Oh, both of them. They didn't just go for the girlfriend, huh?
That did get them to stop. Ow, 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 ow.
It does. It's effective. You know, suddenly your focus is just elsewhere.
Yep. The police came. No one was arrested and no charges have been filed. But that was one exciting funeral.
Mm. Good times.
As two grown men couldn't pull them off each other.
Yeah.
They needed to be pepper sprayed.
I mean, I do feel bad for the individuals involved, but overall, if I'm a guest at that or a participant, an attendee at that funeral, I'm like, does anybody got popcorn? Because this just got interesting.
So I have a little bit, I have an update on that story.
Oh.
The woman, according to police, Nicole Corbett, walked into the service claiming to be the girlfriend of the deceased, whose name they still haven't released. The man's widow, Jacqueline Finley, got upset, asked her to leave. The two women started yelling at each other. Then Finley's daughter, the actual wife, Shayla Cooks, stood up and the fist fighting started happening.
Oh, so the daughter was involved too?
Oh, yeah.
You banged my daddy. That sucks.
The employees at the funeral home and another man attempted to break up the fight. Finally, pepper spray was used. Cook's left eye was swollen, but no other injuries.
Oh.
Bummer.
That's a bummer. Really?
Let's head to the reception and talk about this.
I think that's a bummer, huh?
Yeah.
I wanted to do this story because, you know, when a football team leaves a community, it's heartbreaking. We're about to experience that here as the Oakland Raiders have already agreed to leave, and yet they'll still play here another, I think, two seasons at least, maybe three.
Before they become the LVRs.
San Diego, our neighbors down south. They just lost their team as the Chargers have moved to L.A. in hopes of new stadium success. Chargers are offering free tattoos to diehard fans willing to wear the ink.
To get an L.A. Chargers tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those willing to sport the white and blue logo got the tattoo fee covered by the team in West Hollywood.
Huh.
It's a wonderful promotion, but, and people will get tattoos and stuff if it's free. Oh, free?
Tattoos,
sure.
They're pricey.
But there's no hope for the LA Chargers. That's just my guess, as the San Diego fans are furious and will not follow them, and the LA market is, like, so happy to have the Rams back. There's no chance for the
Chargers.
They
go from zero teams to two teams, and, you know.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And good luck to everybody who gets that tattoo.
Well, I mean, a lightning bolt. I mean, they could always say.
Sure.
I love lightning.
I love stormy. I love a rainy night. Love a rainy night. Oh, boy, it's Friday. Sun. Everyone is ready to jump right.
Feel the rain on my face.
Feel the rain on my head.
Singing hollering.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. No big deal on Sean Smith from the Raiders. He sucks. He gets burned all the time. He's on the verge of getting cut anyway. Good riddance. 408. You mean Las Vegas Raiders?
That's what I mean.
They're not ours anymore. Mm-hmm. There it is. It's heartbreaking.
Yep.
415 says, sounds like he beat up his girlfriend because she didn't do what he wanted. It's not about Kool-Aid. He was mad because she didn't obey him. Mm. No? Yeah, now we realize. We
did get hung up on the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Why would we know?
We don't know anything about this guy.
We don't know anything about abusing people like that, mental and physical abuse. That's unbelievable.
Right, the mindset doesn't pop right up.
Right. But we
thought it was actually about Kool-Aid.
I'm surprised I wasn't reminded that I just read that story in It. The guy's it was Stephen King being creepy, but in a different way than you're used to. You want to read that text?
What text?
510 says, it came out 27 years ago, just like the cycle in the book.
Oh.
That's the cycle.
That's interesting. Right, because they're children in part of the book, and it keeps flipping back, right?
Yeah.
It goes from them being adults 27 years
later. It goes all the way back
later.
To when Derry started and people were suddenly missing.
Mm. Mm.
But the thing is, I truly don't remember any of it.
I feel like I remember a little. I remember what the overall story is, sort of. But I can't wait to go back and read it.
I know I have a drug and drink history, but I'm shocked at how completely absent of any memory. This is just gone. And I know I read it.
It's nice to go back and reread books. I didn't realize how much I'd enjoy it.
I just got back from a trip from that exact spot in Spain. I can't believe how safe I felt there. My heart is broken, says 408.
The little town outside Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. We did the story first thing, and there hasn't been anything new. I'll report it if that's the case, if we get something new, but otherwise. The Friday songs are cutting into the Big Brother talk time.
Oh, shoot. We totally forgot to talk about Big
Brother.
Yeah,
we did.
All right, I'll write it. Oh, I got all the new music, too.
Yeah, a lot of new music. Just get on that.
All I want to say is Elena never looked better than when she was out in the studio with Julie Chen. Like
spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
What is wrong with you? You didn't spoiler alert.
No, but, sorry, my bad.
Jesus.
I just send your hate mail to Sarah@radioalice.com. Did you notice how incredibly drawn on her cheeks were? Like it was the weirdest rouge job I've ever
seen.
She's
been doing that a lot.
It was like particular, like her makeup is always clownish, but it was just particularly bad. But then she gets out and she's under the studio lights and it was like, oh, that's perfect. Like you got to wear a lot of makeup to look kind of normal and made up under studio lights. Mm. And those are my only thoughts. Everyone on that show is stupid. The person we all think is going to win is going to win because he just apparently is untouchable. His name never gets thrown around. No one's thinking.
I can't even watch him anymore. And I actually like the kid. Like in the past episodes, I liked him. He's not liked him, but
he's just so cocky.
He's
now.
Fun enough. He's got a nice personality. He seems to be engaging. He didn't seem to have any dark, ugly sides. But right now, I can't even look at him anymore. No. He's running everybody, and watching it is difficult. It's like he's a, I don't want to say, but he's got some weird control over those dummies.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Manson. Like there's something going on there where
I'm with you. It's
how
a
are
weird
you people not
cult-y.
Able to? Yeah, it is so
they're,
culty.
They're just not. It's almost like he's invisible too because he's running the thing. No one ever thinks to themselves, "Boy, we better get the guy who's running the things out of here." They've had a couple of opportunities and nope.
There were points
they're keeping him.
Where a quick decision had to be made, and there he is. Just standing beside the guy, and he's sort of like making like he's gonna walk away, but then he turns back. Here's your orders, boo, and then leaves.
And the orders are executed. It's unbelievable.
Does he actually say your orders?
No, but he. But that's what's happening. He's telling the guy what to do, and then just walks off.
They're like all his groupies or something. Like they're all fighting for his, you know, blessing for his.
Weird.
You know. Him to shine his light on them.
I actually really enjoyed Cody, how he came out of there, and then another spoiler alert, sorry everyone, but
too
then
late.
He was like, yeah, I hate those people.
Yeah,
I really don't like them. I wasn't gonna say goodbye to any of them.
That was the most abrupt exit of all time. He is evicted, he stands up, he walks across the coffee table, picks up his bag and walks out the door. Not a goodbye to anybody.
Oh, wow.
They're all still sitting.
And they're by like, the way, we were talking about it earlier. The people who ask you that question, the inappropriate, are you going to have another kid? When are you getting married? There's Julie Chen. Are you going to marry her? And he goes, yep. Oh, I mean, what?
I shouldn't say that on live TV. Yikes. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll get to some music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.